Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Hello, I hope all is well with each and every one of you. This is Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and you're listening to Leadership Insight. And I'm so honored that you are tuning in on today. Let's dive right in. Today, we'll be talking about the importance of organizational engagement. Every organization, no matter what type of organization it may be, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a pastor, if you have a nonprofit, for-profit business organization, it really doesn't matter. Organizational engagement is very, very important. It is key to a healthy organizational culture. If you have listened to me at all, you would know that one of the major pillars that I really like to hone in on is culture. Organizational culture. The culture of an organization really determines the success or lack of success that is found in each and every organization. And so as we think about a healthy organizational culture, that conversation cannot exclude organizational engagement. People have to be engaged. They have to be happy. They have to be excited in order to be able to do great things within the workplace. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, organizational engagement. One of the major important things when taking this journey on organizational engagement is to understand and getting those who are helping the organization to understand the importance of engagement. Engagement is important. It helps with morale. It helps to keep people on the same page. It keeps people focused. And just if you feel is perhaps that engagement is not that important, I want you to consider the impact of disengagement on productivity, turnover, or the overall workplace culture. If you, for whatever reason, or members on your team may feel as if engagement is not that important, just take some time to slightly turn it on its side to see the reverse of that, to see what happens if engagement is not present. Also, in the same way that you're turning it on inside to see the disadvantages of having disengaged employees or workers or even leaders for that matter, also consider the benefits of having a highly engaged workforce, including increased motivation, increased collaboration, and increased innovation. Just imagine the possibilities. Just take one moment, just take a second to imagine the possibilities. And I want to even invite you to not do this alone, but to even gather your core leaders to imagine the possibilities on both fronts. Imagine the possibilities of a disengaged community, and also imagine the possibilities with a engaged workforce. Look at those things, put them side by side, and you'll be able to clearly visualize the importance of having an organization that is completely engaged. Another thing that you want to consider is strategies for keeping people engaged. Of course, sometimes perhaps we hear different things or view different things. However, strategies aren't really talked about. They're really on the surface level sometimes when it talks about engagement. But I just want to give you a couple things, a couple of strategies, if you will, to help with engagement. One of the things you can do is encourage open communication and feedback. Encourage and make space for open communication and feedback. Begin to do this because nobody likes being around individuals in which they have to walk on eggshells. I'm not sure if I say something, are you going to just turn me down or not be supportive, or is it you won't even accept the feedback or what have you. So encourage and create space and time to have open communication and feedback. Another strategy is to provide opportunities for growth and development. As the leader, it is your job to create the time, the opportunity, the space for growth and development. And as you do that, not only is it helping the organization at large, but it's actually helping each and every individual who takes advantage of the opportunities for growth and development that you provide or the organization provides. Another strategy is to recognize and to reward achievement and effort. If you recognize and reward achievement and effort, a lot of organizations already have different ways in which they reward people. And there's a lot of different perks that are offered when someone achieves and does put forth an effort. I just want to take a moment to deal with recognition, because oftentimes a lot of leaders are so busy doing that they don't stop or pause, at least, to recognize what others are doing. They see things working well, but they don't recognize that sometimes people go over and beyond the call of duty to help the organization to thrive. And I want to challenge you, just take a moment to just challenge a leader even now to be intentional this week to recognize at least one individual on your team, to stop, to pause, if you will, to see what they have done and to, of course, reward their achievement and effort. But oftentimes the reward doesn't come because of the lack of recognition. And so I just want to put a great emphasis on that, of the importance of pausing, slowing down enough to recognize others and what they contribute to the organization at large. Another strategy for keeping people engaged is to foster a sense of belonging and community within the organization. Every now and then you may find yourself going into a place and you don't really feel like you belong, or you don't really feel comfortable, and it doesn't make you want to do anything but leave. And so in that same regard, we have to make sure that the place where people spend a lot of their time, that they feel a sense of belonging and have a sense of community, family, if you will, within the organization. Finally, just want to leave this last strategy with you is to lead by example and model engaged behavior. It is so easy to talk. It is so easy to share one's opinion. However, it makes a louder statement. It really has a greater pull if people can actually see you do the things that they hear you say. I'm going to say that again. It's so imperative for people to see you do what they hear you say. And anytime that there's a disconnect, it really puts a damper on the organization at large. And so it's so important to lead by example and to model engaging behavior. It's so important to model that and be the example that you would like to see. As we consider moving on just a little further, as we consider the challenges that come as we really move into this engaging culture, it's so important that you have discuss the common challenges to engagement, such as lack of autonomy, perhaps poor management, perhaps lack of recognition. Discuss the challenges and then offer practical solutions to overcome the challenges and maintain a culture of engagement. When it comes down to a culture that is engaged, there may be some things that may arise in that process as you're going down this new journey. And the only way to successfully handle those things is to address it head on. It is no time to dance around issues, but it is so imperative that anytime a challenge comes when you are on your pursuit of forming an engaging culture, that you address those challenges head on and begin to put something together to overcome the challenges. Again, when it comes to overcoming the challenges, think about practical ways that you can overcome the challenges. Because sometimes we can get too deep, just to be honest. However, if we just step back and look at how can we make this practical, and how can we really change things and shift things to overcome the challenges in a way that is almost inherent, that almost comes natural, that will be very, very beneficial. I just want to share one last thing with you before we wrap it up, and that is measuring engagement. Every time that you put something in place, it's very important that you also begin to have metrics or a way in which you can measure the success or the lack of success of what you are trying to put in place. And so when it comes down to having a organization that is really engaged, it's so important that you have measurements in place. And so regularly managing and measuring the engagement to understand the success of its engagement initiatives. And then even if it is successful, you should always be looking for ways to improve. There are several ways in which you can improve, and you want to make sure that you're looking for ways that even if it's a success, you want to still make room to improve. You also want to do some things such as employee surveys. And no, it does not have to be something formal all the time. The survey could be informal, a conversation. And of course, you may want to do some anonymous surveys for your employees or workers so that they will be able to share their thoughts freely. Another idea when it comes down to measuring engagement are focus groups. Focus groups can serve as a way to gather individuals to really diagnose, if you will, the culture. And that will be able to give you feedback, and that will help also with measuring the engagement and performance metrics. That is so important. And that is, of course, a more formal way of doing things. And so you just want to be sure to have a mix of formal and informal ways to measure engagement. Doing so will help you to really thrive and to do great things within the organization. And that's what you want to do. You want to do great things in the organization, and focusing on the individuals, developing them and helping them, providing them tools to do a great job, and doing this as a group, as a team. Great things happen in the company of others. Great things do not happen by just one individual. So it's important to take this journey with a team mentality, knowing that together everything is possible. And that is something that every organization, every leader, every minister, every entrepreneur, that is so important for you to understand and to know that. Again, this is Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and you're listening to Leadership Insight. And I hope these tips and these things that I shared with you on today will create a more engaged and productive workforce wherever you may serve. And remember, a highly engaged team is a key component of a successful and healthy organizational culture. Tune in for future podcasts. And again, if I can ever be of assistance to you or to your organization, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Peace and blessings, and I wish you nothing but the best. Have a great, great rest of the day. Peace and blessings. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together, so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson. And I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.